come up with some really interesting findings from this simulator, and I'd like to talk about some of them for a minute. So first, you've modeled what the effect would be on the U.S. electric system if it were actually one 48-state electricity system rather than the system we have now, which is actually made up of three large interconnections, the East, the West, and Texas. So if it were just one system, how would that actually change the integration of renewables on the grid?
Yeah, so I want to get into a little bit of nuance here. You don't actually have to have one total grid. They can be asynchronous with each other because we're using this HVDC technology. But I always think of it as one grid because that's what an effect you're accomplishing.
Okay.
But you don't have to get rid of the existing sort of grid structure, as it were. You just have to have a sort of an overlay on top that will facilitate, you know, the Eastern Interconnect talking to the Western Interconnect, which doesn't happen today. So if you can do that, what you find is you get a massive explosion of wind and solar power being produced, because wind and solar power are variable generation that appear random to the layperson like me stood in the street. Wherever I am in the world, it seems pretty changeable, the weather. But actually, when you zoom out from that and you look at a bigger picture, there's patterns that emerge and there's very, very well understood physics behind it. And so I call it chaotic because it's fully described. It's just difficult to predict long-term in the future. But there are patterns there and there are correlations there. And traditionally it's been thought that the correlations are bad, but actually if there's a correlation, it means you can predict what's going to happen. And if you can predict what's going to happen, if you've got a computer that's smart enough and you give it enough knowledge, it will be able to select sites where it can see the patterns faster than humans can, and it can construct this grid that's put together that's like a symphony or an orchestra working together to make beautiful music, rather than, you know, a 5-year-old on a drum kit just smashing a few drum pedals or whatever. But